Let's meet today's contestants. An AI writer, originally from South Hero, Vermont, Cole Bolton. A library page from Arcadia, California, Amy Lynn. And our returning champion, a civil engineer from Burbank, California, Carlos Chaidez, whose one day cash winnings total $10,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hey, folks. Welcome aboard. I'm going to start off today with some words of advice for our three contestants. If you hit a daily double, pay close attention to the category and all of the words in the clue. And the same holds true for Final Jeopardy. As Carlos discovered on yesterday's program, to his chagrin, he didn't pay enough attention and missed out on an extra $10,000. Don't let it happen to you again today. All right, here we go into the Jeopardy round. And today we start you off with these subjects. First off, in the state, I don't know what state, Science Digest, the ABCs of golf. Notice the quotation marks. Cooking and food, exercise your five-letter words. That doesn't make sense. Carlos, start us.
In the state, 200.
Passaic County. Carlos.
What is New Jersey?
That's the state.
In the state, 400.
Billings Logan International Airport. Carlos.
What is Michigan?
Nope. Cole.
What is Montana?
That's it.
In the state, 600.
Wilderness Trail Distillery. Cole.
What is Kentucky?
Right.
In the state, 800.
Lake Coeur d'Alene. Carlos.
What is Idaho?
You got it.
In the state, 1,000.
Perry's Victory and International Peace Memorial. Carlos.
What is Ohio?
Right.
Science Digest, 200.
Genes may be either of these two adjectives, depending on their strength in expressing themselves. Amy?
What is dominant or recessive?
That's it.
Five-letter words, 200.
Authority to act for another, perhaps by this, when you permit someone to vote in your place on corporate stock. Carlos?
What is proxy?
That's it.
Five-letter words, 400.
This yellowish-brown is an eye color option on California driver's licenses. Cole.
What is hazel?
Hazel, that's it.
Five-letter word, 600.
Take a listen. It's the instrument heard here playing, if we may say so ourselves, a pretty nifty tune. Cole.
What is a kazoo?
Kazoo, yes.
Five-letter words, 800.
A term for a mischievous fairy. It also precedes cut or dust. Cole.
What is pixie?
Yes.
Five-letter, 1,000.
A musical composition with a repeated theme using multiple voices or a disturbed state of altered consciousness. Cole.
What is fugue?
Fugue, right you are.
ABCs of golf, 200.
PGA.com says a good one of these assistants can be worth several strokes around. Amy.
What is a caddy?
Caddy, yeah.
Fugue, 200.
The basic ingredients of custard are milk, sugar, eggs, and this flavorful extract from a vine of the orchid family. Carlos.
What is vanilla?
Vanilla, yeah.
Science, 800.
The heart, blood vessels, and lymph vessels make up the bulk of this body system. Cole.
What is circulatory?
You got it.
ABCs of golf, 400.
Three-letter AKA for a hole-in-one. Amy?
What is ace?
Ace is right, and that takes you up to 800. All three of you off to a good start. Fast start. I like that. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Paul Bolton is a writer from Vermont who for nearly 12 years wrote for a satirical newspaper. Which one? Would we know it?
It's a popular satirical newspaper. You might know it. It's The Onion.
Ah.
Yeah.
I thought it might be.
Yeah.
That must have been an exciting experience for you.
It was absolutely fascinating to come up with headlines about the current, the like day's issues and write them and get them out within a couple hours of an event happening.
Okay, good for you. Amy Lynn is from Arcadia. Wrote a comic in a collection that was crowdfunded. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I saw a pitch online for comics by monster-themed comics for an anthology by female and non-binary creators. So I sent a pitch, and then they picked my story, and then it was successfully crowdfunded on Kickstarter. Hey. So I wrote the script, and then someone illustrated the comic.
All right. Way to go. How nice. Carlos Chaidez is a civil engineer, a college graduate. How many schools did you attend before graduating from college?
Before going to college, I went to 22 different schools.
22?
Yeah.
So we're talking about high school and primary school?
Tons. Three
military family?
Three schools at a time. Actually, yes, but that's the 4 years when we were in Georgia, and we stayed put.
Ah, okay. Let's keep going right now. Amy has command of the board, so she makes the next selection. Go ahead, Amy.
Science 600.
In 2017, scientists recorded ripples in space-time called gravitational waves, which emerged when two of these collided. Cole.
What are black holes?
Yes.
Science 400.
This protective layer of the stratosphere can be depleted by the release of refrigerants and other chemicals. Carlos?
What is ozone?
That's it.
Science 1000.
For your next science experiment, you might create this type of environment from a word for barren. Carlos?
What is a vacuum?
Nope. Cole or Amy? Amy?
What is a desert?
No. What is sterile? A sterile environment. Back to Carlos.
I'll take cooking 1000.
This four-letter mixture of flour and fat is used to thicken soups and sauces. Cole.
What is a roux?
Roux, good.
Cooking 800.
The leaves of this aromatic herb, also called wild marjoram, are used in pasta sauce. Cole.
What is oregano?
That's it.
Cooking 600.
Answer there. Daily double, and you're off to a flying start. You're at 7,000.
2,500.
All righty. The name of this French stew of fish and vegetables comes from words meaning boil and low.
What is bouillabaisse?
That's it, yes. And you're at 9,500.
Golf 600.
Here's Jimmy.
All 10 fingers are placed on the club in this type of grip, named for another sport.
Cole.
What is baseball?
That's it.
Golf 800.
It's the amount of sideways curve or bend to a putt. And when you're on the green, you hope it doesn't break too much. Cole.
Cooking 400.
Barilla says of this Italian phrase, the firm bite allows you to taste the pasta better. Carlos.
What is al dente?
Yes.
ABCs of golf for 1,000.
Often traveling 100 yards plus, it's a shot hit to get up close to the green on a longer hole. Carlos.
What is an approach?
You are right.
Exercise your for 1,000.
This German-born husband of Queen Victoria exercised great influence over her, especially in European affairs. Carlos.
Who is Albert?
Yep.
Exercise your 800.
In sports, it's an extra year at the end of a player's contract. He can exercise it and choose to stay with his current team. And that extra year is the option year. Back to you, Carlos.
600.
Bench presses and pushdowns exercise these muscles in the back of the arm that make up 2/3 of the upper arm mass. Cole.
What are triceps?
Yes.
400.
Exercise the Boston breed of this frequently. It's not only big dogs that need to be highly active. Amy?
What is a terrier?
Yeah.
Now, 200.
Exercise your right to protest in one of these actions, like the women's one on Versailles back in 1789. Cole.
What is a march?
March is right, and that takes you up to 10,900. Amy and Carlos, a lot of catching up to do. Amy is the one going first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. How do you catch somebody like Cole who has built up such a commanding lead at the end of the first round? Easy, Amy. Come up with a lot of correct responses in these categories. Architects and architecture. Broadway debuts. Japanese emperors. It's all fake. Followed by a diamond. Notice the quotation marks, that word coming up in each correct response. A diamond in the rough draft. Start.
Rough draft for 400, please.
The rough draft of this 1776 document rather charmingly bids Britain an everlasting adieu. Cole.
Where's the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
Rough Draft 800.
Grace Tully typed the first draft of this man's December 1941 speech following Pearl Harbor. He made important revisions. Cole.
Who's FDR?
Yeah.
Rough Draft 1200.
His draft of Rabbit at Rest has a note reminding himself to plant the fact that Rabbit's wife inherited part of a Toyota dealership. Cole.
What is that? Who is Updike?
Yes.
Rough Draft 1600.
Her only surviving manuscript is of the last two chapters of a draft of Persuasion. She found them flat and rewrote them. Amy.
Who's Jane Austen?
Yes.
2000, please.
The book, a first draft version of this last Joyce novel, shows that parts are not only incomprehensible, but illegible, too. Carlos.
What is Ulysses?
No. Amy.
What is Finnegan's Wake?
That's it.
A diamond for 400, please.
This landmark overlooks Waikiki. Carlos.
What is Diamond Head?
Yep.
Architects 1600.
Louis Sullivan was a student at this school, now in Cambridge, home of America's first architecture school. Cole.
What is Harvard?
Nope. Amy or Carlos? What is MIT? MIT. Back to Carlos.
Architects 1200.
Travertine stone reflecting the Los Angeles sunlight is a feature of this art center, named for an oil tycoon. Carlos.
The Getty. What is the Getty?
That's it.
Japanese Emperor 1600.
In the 8th century, Emperor Kamu set the capital in this city, where it stayed for more than a millennium. Carlos.
What is Kyoto?
Good.
Japanese Emperors 1200.
In 1192, Go-Toba was emperor when Yoritomo got this title as military dictator. Cole.
What is Shogun?
Yes.
Architecture 800.
Pierluigi Nervi innovated the use of steel-reinforced this material for buildings, and he even built boats from it. Amy.
What is concrete?
Concrete, correct.
Diamond for 800?
Two-word term for the celebration of the 60th anniversary of a monarch's reign. Cole.
What is Diamond Jubilee?
You are right.
Diamond 1200.
Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. Marilyn sang in this jewel of a song. Carlos.
What is Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?
That's it.
I'll take Diamonds 1600.
This colorful maker of smokehouse almonds also puts out a line of Nut Thins, nut and rice cracker snacks. Carlos.
What is Blue Diamond?
Yes.
I'll take It's All Fake for 1600.
A medical fake can be described as a quack or one of these sellers of supposed remedies, from the Italian for babbler. And the word we're looking for is charlatan. Back to you, Carlos.
It's All Fake 1200.
The syndrome of fearing that you'll be found out as a fraud is named for this type of a person posing as someone else. Cole.
What is imposter?
Yeah.
800 fake.
To shape metal by heating and hammering, or to make a fraudulent copy. Amy.
What is forge?
Yeah.
Fake 2000.
Often done with a poker hand, it's to mislead by a show of confidence. Amy.
What is bluff?
Bluff is right.
Diamond 2000.
The eastern variety of this reptile is most likely the heaviest venomous snake. Cole.
What is a diamondback?
That's right.
Fake 400.
11-letter adjective applied to fake currency. Carlos.
What is counterfeit?
Yes.
Broadway debut 1600.
In 2016, Saoirse Ronan made her debut as the accusatory Abigail Williams in this Salem set play. Cole.
What is The Crucible?
You got it.
Broadway 1200.
Answer. Daily double, and you are still in the lead comfortably.
Just 500.
500 only. All right. Catherine McPhee served up a fine performance as server and pie maker Jenna in this musical.
What is... Brent, I have no idea.
What is waitress? Waitress. All right, you lost just a little. Pick again.
Japanese Emperor is 800.
Answer there. The other daily double.
1,000.
Ironically, Showa, the period during which this 20th century emperor reigned, can translate to bright peace.
Who is Hirohito?
He's the one. And you're at 19,000, and the daily doubles are gone.
Japanese Emperor is 400.
Akihito made his first televised address to calm the Japanese people after this devastating event of March 11th, 2011.
Carlos?
What is the Fukushima?
Yes.
Architects 2000.
Kleinhans Music Hall in Buffalo, New York was designed by these father and son Finnish architects, Eliel and Eero.
Cole.
Who is Saarinen?
Yes.
Architecture 400.
The firm of Albert Kahn, architect of choice for Henry Ford, is still designing from its headquarters in this city. Amy?
What is Detroit?
Detroit is correct.
Broadway debut is 400?
He made his Broadway debut in 2003 as Peter Allen in The Boy from Oz.
Carlos.
Who is Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Japanese Emperor's 2000.
Those attending Emperor Naruhito's enthronement ceremony in October of 2019 included this Japanese Prime Minister. Carlos.
Who is Akihito?
No. Amy.
Who is Shinzo Abe?
Yes.
Broadway 2000.
Better known for the film role, he made his Broadway debut as Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show, panned by critics. Amy?
Who's Tim Curry?
Tim Curry is the one.
800 Broadway.
Natalie Portman was still a teen herself when she debuted in The Diary of This Real-Life Teen. Amy?
Who is Anne Frank?
Anne Frank, yes. And that takes you up to 12,600. Takes us to Final Jeopardy. Here comes the category for the three of you. Screenwriters, all of you eligible. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... In a Geico ad, mannequins are having one of these events, made famous in Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
We're dealing with movies, obviously. Screenwriters, the category for final players. Here is your clue. This once blacklisted screenwriter of Spartacus got a posthumous credit and an Oscar for a 1953 film. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to our champion first. Carlos, you were in third place with 7,000. What did you write down as your response? Who is not Stanley Kubrick? You're correct. It is not Stanley Kubrick. To another clue, you might have earned some money, but instead you lose 1,000 to drop you to 6,000. Now we go to Amy Lim. She had 12,600. Look at that grin. Why? Because she wrote down Trumbo. Dalton Trumbo is the right response. And her wager, 12,600. She's in the lead, folks. 25,200 for the young lady. Over to Cole now. He played well, led throughout, and he's not looking happy at all because he wrote down gold, and that'll cost him how much? 4,300. He'll finish in second place. But young lady, Amy Lim, congratulations. You're the new Jeopardy champion. Enjoy the moment and enjoy the rest of the day. We'll see you here tomorrow. Join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Debates over private companies building public schools. New tonight, a vote in Prince George's County. The fate of that unique and controversial proposal. And then from heated conversations to divided families. Keeping the peace for your mental health during election season. That's new at 11.